Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Podcast land, and welcome to the exciting episode 9 of Earthly Treasures, an actual play podcast for the role-playing game Relics, a Game of Angels. As always, I am your introducer, your producer, and the creator of the game, Steve D, and here to provide valuable insight on any rules or setting questions that our players and dealer may have. And I will also now introduce those folks indeed. We begin, of course, with our dealer, who is Lois Spangler.
Hey.
And our players are Jess.
Hello.
Andrew Chopin.
Hi.
Cody Smith.
Reading is cool, kids.
And Jake Nelson.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
In our last installment, there was a lot of faffing about, as there so often is in role-playing games, and, you know, we encourage this. Relics should not be considered to be a game of party pooping. Angels are not without a sense of humor.
Relics, a game of party pooping.
Yep.
I loved that series that just wrapped up, Game of Party Pooping. Oh, dear.
Everyone was just a party pooper. And nobody wanted to properly play the game of musical chairs.
I don't understand where Gollum was during the Battle of Hogwarts.
These are other mysteries we will probably talk about at length. It's been a bit of a silly session last time, and it probably will be this time. But we'll hand back over to our friends and angels who have gathered in Aachen or nearby Cologne on the trail of relics and mysteries. Over to you, Lois and players.
All right, so just to very quickly wrap up, we've got Harahal in hospital being monitored by medical staff after happily eating type in the lowercase and part of the movable type in the uppercase of a Gutenberg press from a museum in Aachen.
It's probably best that you didn't get too far into the uppercase. It's just full of sodium. That's where all the fat is.
The more important question is, do I have a dictionary in the hospital?
You do have a Bible in the hospital.
I've read that a few times now.
Yeah, but it might be in German.
You like all the bits that you're in? just going through the Bible like, oh, that didn't happen like that.
Revelation's just a bunch of written selfies.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they retconned the hell out of that.
Well, see, a whole bunch of people signed a petition and asked for the plot to be changed.
This is still relevant. Anyway.
That's when the Apocrypha turned up, wasn't it?
Exactly. So as far as I remember...
We had a whole hype about staying focused right before we hit record, and I just realized that my first mistake was I set a tone.
is now thinking, how the heck am I going to get her out of the hospital? Rose has caught sight of this minor debacle on the news and has quietly sunk back into the water, cucumbers over her eyelids.
I'm finishing my skin treatment.
And it's very important.
It's not like, as I said last time, it's not like Harahel's going anywhere.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
And we have Dima in Cologne checking out the news, possibly after finishing his casing of him in Cologne, where somebody has hired him to steal the lens out of an old camera.
Yeah, so I've done my work, and now I'm flicking through local news. Just like to keep updated. That's a picture of Harrahell. I think this job can wait, and I'm gonna go to Aachen. Aachen,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
You know which hospital she's at?
Yeah,
report.
I'm gonna go as maybe a nephew or something to help Harrahell out of this hospital.
Just be careful not to lie in bed too long, Harrahell, or you might get an Aachen sore.
There's so many layers of pun there. I don't know whether to be, you know, to admire it or be angry.
Yeah, it's like an ogre. It's a couple of layers.
Right. We have Dima coming in. We can actually just cut to that immediately. Charles, feel
yeah.
free to arrive at the same time or a little bit before or after.
Yeah. Charles is very much that whole kind of local network type thing. I mean, people may not necessarily speak French, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't, you know people and know stuff. So he would probably rock up and be kind of casing the joint, you know, like, Harrahell got the letter. We should just, I don't know, she'll either get released soon or we'll have to, I don't know, break into a hospital or something. So, you know, he'll just wait a bit and have people watching. When, I'm assuming Dima turns up for flamboyance.
Yeah, Dima shows up with like a really big bunch of flowers, like a really fancy bunch of flowers, and is like, yeah, hi, I'm here to see my aunt. She was on the news.
So here's a question. Can you speak German?
Oh, yes.
You can.
Yeah, I can because I've spent a lot of time in Europe.
It's absolutely up to the dealer, though, to demand a memory for such things.
You know, if you've got, because obviously, like, I know what Dima's history is.
It's up to you. It's entirely your call.
I don't, like, if we were in Afghanistan and we were trying to speak Pashto, then I'd be like, yeah, nah, give me a card. But we're in Europe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep.
So I'm not terribly fussed. Sure enough, Charles is sitting back halfway reading a newspaper while making it look like he's reading a newspaper, but he's actually paying attention to all the things happening around him. So you already know that the love life of one of the nurses is a huge drama and may eventually involve, like, some disco dancing afterwards to forget a bad memory. To listen to, but as you're sort of sitting there listening to the wrap up of that particular story, Dima brightly comes up to the nurse's station with an enormous freaking, and the head nurse looks up a bit annoyed. Nurses, you can smell the idealism from here.
I just want to point out, Lois, that it cut off right before. Bunch of flowers, so we just did an enormous freaking, and then it could have been anything afterwards.
Yeah, and then bunch of flowers, it's like a euphemism waiting to happen.
An enormous lunch box.
Yeah, an enormous bunch of flowers.
Sorry, yeah, if you need to, just call me, the moment you hear me cut out, say something. Because I tend to be able to hear you regardless of whether I'm cutting out or not. I can't tell when I'm cutting out.
Cool.
Oh. Yeah, so I go up to the nurse's station. I'm all very friendly and fuming. And what kind of a response do I get?
So the head nurse is world-weary and about to turn to you and say something. But this younger nurse turns to you and says, Oh, I'm so glad she has someone. We couldn't find We couldn't find next of kin. We couldn't find any contact information. Please, please come with me.
And I'm going to follow the nurse. I'm being very friendly, very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I'm sorry. She's just come here from South America and we haven't managed to update all her paperwork yet. And, you know, she hasn't been well and you know how it gets.
I see. Is she planning to stay in the country? Is she
I'm not sure. You know what it's like. Families, things get complicated. I've got to look out for her. Like, you know, it's not my job, but I feel as a family member, it's important that we look after each other. And, you know, he's saying all the right things.
In the end, all you have is family. It's so true.
Exactly, exactly.
Are you just sort of falling in behind?
Charles is going to, you know, walk nonchalantly up the hallway like he has an appointment that he now needs to get to. And basically it's just not, like, nothing else is going on. Just kind of have time to walk off, kind of follow them without following them, you know, sort of idea.
Dima would have definitely noticed Charles. Dima notices everything like that, little details. So, but he's not going to give up his game to the nurse. He's just going to keep that one going until we have Harahel to ourselves.
Sure. So when you arrive in the room, Harahel, are you nibbling on a book?
I think that I recognize Dima. And, like, I just basically start talking in German Bible verses. You see, like, a German copy of the Bible at my bedside, and you sort of realize that this is all I've learned. I'm just like, I'm so glad you're here. This heretic book I've read for an eternity. it's completely bewildering gibberish, but you get the impression that I'm really frustrated that I've had nothing else to read while I've been here.
Yep. And I'm going to pick a common language that we have and start speaking in it.
I assume...
Both
speak Spanish.
Yeah, I will start speaking Spanish because we've both been in South America recently. So I'm like, well, she probably remembers that. So I'll go down the Spanish angle and be like, so I saw you on the news. I thought I'd visit.
It was such a delight. It was so beautiful old ink, the first books. It was, I was so profoundly moved, and it was delicious. It was so sweet.
I get that, but sometimes it's best not to let the people see you do these things.
Oh, right. I guess that's why I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah, they don't like it when you touch their things. In unorthodox manner. That's why you gotta be, you know, subtle about it.
This is just to say I have eaten the movable type that was in the Gutenberg press, and which you were probably saving for the museum exhibit. They were delicious.
Oh no,
the lead.
Kick at my teeth and I bring out like a letter T and just like fling it, looking at the floor, and the nurse scoops it up, just kind of like, oh, got another one.
So, like, I say to the nurse, oh, is there any being kept here? I can take her home, I can look after her. You know, I just want to do the right thing. I don't want to take up your valuable time. You know, you're always so busy in hospitals. You must have so much to do. Wouldn't it be better if I took her off your hands?
It would bring me absolute joy to let me, for me to do that for you.
I jump in with my broken biblical German, just kind of like, the glory of God would be upon you, child.
Yeah. So you get the internal screaming, eye open, eye close kind of thing from the nurse, who then continues talking to Dima. and says, I would love to release her to you, but I can't because she's actually, because she ate, it's technically theft, so she's actually under police custody.
You know, she would never do something like this intentionally. I'm just so worried that this trip has had a bad impact on her mind. I mean, losing my uncle so recently was just such a blow to her.
She's spoken that name so many times.
Yes, Uncle Dominic. Yes, losing Dominic so recently has just been such a blow to her. And oh my god!
I'm playing into the character, and I grab hold of your arm, just like Dominic is here.
And I like pat your head and say, "No, I'm sorry, Dominic isn't with us right now." And I'm just trying to like, oh look, you know, play up the tragedy to the nurse. Like, she wouldn't do this. This is so out of character for her. I mean, what kind of a person would eat something like this? Obviously, my aunt would never do this on purpose. She's obviously not well. And the best place for someone like that is with her family. So,
the best place for someone in this condition is in a medical facility.
Maybe.
This is a very convincing choice here.
Look, I'm just really trying to convince the nurse that she wants to give me this crazy woman because she doesn't want to deal with her. Because not only does she not speak proper German, she's now quoting biblical verses at everyone, and you really don't want that in your hospital.
So I think at this point, this is pretty much like... pretty much Charles's cue to come in here and in a kind of really rubbishy German, because German's French we get on so wonderfully well, like a terribly trash German. He's going to use his voice of God ability to basically convince the nurse that he is actually a very kind of keenly interested psychoanalyst.
You can't do that unless it's actually true.
Oh, I can't do it unless it's actually true. That's right.
Has to be true.
Has to be true. Okay.
You could, of course, have a memory that you were once a psychoanalyst.
That would be kind of weird. Charles Benicard,
You could tell her that I'm needed elsewhere and it would be more convenient to her. Like, that would actually be true.
Yeah, I know this woman. And she would be best... somewhere else right now.
So the miracles pretty much automatically succeed. Is that correct?
Yes. The nurse will believe that is true. Yep. Doesn't necessarily mean she's entirely in the power to make it happen, but she can go and try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, mainly what I want to do is highlight the fact that young woman who's highly idealistic absolutely believes in what she's doing in the hospital. She can't be uncooperative in the face of a miracle, but...
No, she can.
Well, not necessarily bucking the miracle.
Mm. Yeah.
You can see that it's causing her distress. She's having a serious internal ethical battle. Obviously, Charles is very convincing. But at the same time, she knows what her duties are in the hospital.
So,
I mean, ultimately, if you complete the miracle and you sort of press, she'll say, "I'll see what I can do." It's not, very little of this is under my control, but I'll see what I can do for you. Okay?
That would be great. Now, at the pretty much at the point that she kind of leaves, it's going to be so. Harahel, dear, how many of those did you eat?
Some.
Okay.
I'd like to eat more.
Well, that's obvious. Now, just let me check here, because I can get things to kind of come to my hand, at which point I will want to clean them, dear. But,
oh, no. I regret everything.
But they would like to have the letters back.
sizzling well for everyone. There are so many ways to split the brain.
To radiology.
To radiology. Yeah, I knew I had to be able to see it too. It's fine. Yeah. It's
okay.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, you know, they want these things back. The sooner we can make it happen, the sooner we all get to go.
Am I seriously going to have to take a miracle at this point to force regurgitate?
What's we going to think? Do can angels process in the manner of a human being?
About not like having entirely ornamental teeth that can't be used for eating, so surely that means they can eat, which means they can digest.
Eat to survive.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, what if it's sort of a spiritual intake? So Harahel takes an ink to survive, but the ink doesn't go anywhere else. It goes into Harahel, and that's the last you see of it.
Does that mean edema is now just mostly vodka?
Yes.
Quite possibly.
What do you mean now?
Yeah.
I mean, since the 1600s, but, yeah, you know.
Edema is a vodka elemental, yes.
Yeah, that's definitely a good monster class. I like it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's entirely up to you. I mean, we get to decide how angels exist in our particular game universe. So what do you want to do with this?
I was kind of assuming that physiology is kind of a bit arbitrary for an angel. You know, like, I look vaguely humanoid. I pretend to have a stomach. You know, kind of reach in, jiggery-pokery. You know, kind of like reach in. Hi, you don't work the way that I do because that's... I wasn't quite going the whole Dr. Manhattan thing, you know, just kind of like reform yourself out of nowhere, kind of... Jag, but the idea that you could just kind of like, I don't know, can you throw them up? Like, they're going to want them back. Figure out how to get them out, woman.
Yeah, have fun with it. Play with that how you like.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just that, like, how does it work inside there for you, Harahel? Do you have a stomach? Is it connected to other things? I know how people go together. But you're not a people.
I think we have lost Harahel's vocals.
Okay. Harahel's headset has
that. Dear, we're having technical issues, so this could be a problem.
We'll be right back, hopefully. And we're back, and the problem is solved.
As I was saying, that's why I'm no longer allowed in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's quite a story.
They never got the stains out of the piano.
Yeah, well.
No, but you know what? The string stayed still. The string stayed intact. That's actually really impressive.
Yeah. So anyway, Charles is going to just solve the problem of missing letters from his combat medicine.
I regret this.
Yeah, so he's just going to find anything. I mean, surgical scalpel is, you know, kind of incidental. I mean, a bread knife will do the job.
Now let's Jesus Christ.
Right, it just... we'll get those letters out.
It's just the plastic knife that came with my toast.
Yeah, yeah.
We see Charles bringing a knife down, and then it just cuts to like another knife, just cutting delicately cutting another a little sandwich, and someone holds a plate out to Rose, which is like, merci.
Yeah, and at that point, then kind of relatively ink-covered hands and some printing press letters later. So we've got these. We'll give those to the young lady. We'll fix the hole up. Dima, do you want to give them to the nice young lady?
Yeah, and I'll give her these flowers as well, you know, to soften the blow of the really weird day she's probably having.
She wasn't watching all of that, was she?
Oh, that... This is going to be hard for you guys to explain, and I'm here for it.
Oh, no.
No, didn't she go away to see what she could do?
She did leave, yes.
And conveniently, she comes back with clipboard and paperwork.
And I'm holding a bunch of flowers and a suspicious-looking bag, and I'm like, these are for you.
A fistful of movable type.
Yeah. So here's the question, is there blood? Is there, like,
ink?
No, it's just ink.
This lady's seen some shit, man. She'll never be the same after this.
I'm gonna put her in the emergency department.
Yeah, Charles is just gonna wash his hands. You know, it's just the ink. It's just everywhere. It's under your fingernails.
So this poor woman is extraordinarily flustered. She can't really put two words together. Brain is like that everywhere. Has splattered like blood, but it's not blood. I don't understand what it is. It shouldn't be blue.
What? Does it look like a
blood? Did you do this with a plastic bread knife?
Dr. Spyro exploded.
Yeah. But the old lady's okay, and nobody looks like anything horrible is happening, except now we have stuff in a bag that I'm being handed, and it's very heavy, and that would probably be all the letters, and I don't understand.
And I'm just talking reassuringly to her and just, you know, trying to calm her down and tell her everything's okay and we've got everything she needs, so we can just take my auntie home now, can't we? I'm sure that's fine. The police don't need to be involved.
Can I use my voice of God just like, you've got all your type back, I am quite okay, I am needed elsewhere.
Yeah, sure thing.
Charles is happy to sign any paperwork. Admittedly, it does look like it was signed by someone from the 16th century, but it's fine.
What happens is
the first letter of his name is just illuminated lettering.
Yeah.
How did he do this to me? So this poor woman, her brain is right at the edge of behaving, and I can't quite cope.
Yeah.
The reassurance there is too much what to get through, but miracles being thrown at her, her jaw kind of works. She's trying to answer. There's just too much information coming in at unnatural angles, and she just puts. She looks for a place to put the clipboard down, and can't find one. So she puts it on the floor, and she just walks out the door.
Does she take the things?
Actually, that's relevant to my interests as well.
The only reason she takes the things is because you had to put them directly in her hand.
Okay.
Damn it, I was eating that.
Yeah.
I reached down to the clipboard, removed the pen, and just started chewing on the end of it.
Just let me sign the paperwork first, woman. Just, you can have it on after.
Give it.
Yeah. And, you know, leave behind nice paperwork and, like, a room that looks like a print toner exploded in it.
Yeah, this room I don't think anyone's going to be using for a while. An air of wrongness to it.
Can we slip the janitor at 50 on our way out?
Oh, yeah.
50 francs, that's a huge amount of money.
I think they use the euro these days.
The Deutschmark.
Let's just go.
Aside from that moment of, you know, a cognitive dissonance that nearly knocks a young nurse out, look twice.
We're going to carefully escort her out of the hospital. I don't know if we need to get a wheelchair to make this look more convincing or how we're going to do this.
Because Harrow can walk just fine, right?
Oh, good. She's not feeling under the weather after just having to undigest some type.
I would assume that, you know, if you're an angel and you're inhabiting this vessel, which can put up with a whole lot of damage, It's more of an inconvenience that bits need to be sewn together to stay together for a while.
Right.
I have no regrets. It was so sweet.
Yeah. You and your ink habit.
So this was absolutely not how I imagined y'all would finally get together, but I'm pretty pleased.
Right. Gutenberg mirror. Focus.
Yeah, we're just missing. Yeah, we're just missing Rose.
Yeah, so you're going to catch me up onto why you're doing what you're doing? Like, is there a reason you're eating things in Germany? I thought you were happy in South America.
The type was so sweet. You must understand, it was like candy. So it's so crunchy and, oh, that ink. So much knowledge has passed through that type.
Someone mentioned Gutenberg and Mira and
yes.
The burial place of Charlemagne. So
the Gutenberg mirrors. Apparently he was not a fraud.
Right. Well, I was hired to do a job not too far away, so it's a coincidence we're all here at the same time.
A good coincidence. It's nice to see you again, Diva.
I mean, it's always interesting to see you lot, but I'm just a bit concerned we're all here at the same time after we were all in South America at the same time recently.
I think it's at this point that just, like, Rose sort of swans over with a frappuccino.
Yeah, that's totally reasonable.
Just, like, sees the ink everywhere and entirely does not address it.
Ah, Rose.
I'm licking it off my fingers at this point.
I'm trying to keep her away from licking it out from underneath my fingernails, because that's weird.
She would too.
Well, I have something for you to look at, if you can be persuaded not to eat it.
Yes, sorry, I lost control momentarily. I'm focused on the job now.
Should we muzzle you?
No, I can handle this.
I'm going to produce the clay tablet.
Oh, that is tempting. That is eminently lickable.
I sort of run my hands over the marks, just sort of like, ooh, there's a good tingle of knowledge here. Radiant fragments.
I was told to come and find you here and that Gutenberg was not a fraud.
Gutenberg was not a fraud. How exciting is that?
Potentially very exciting. I don't know the context.
Before he made his printing press, he sold mirrors to pilgrims, mirrors to capture holy light. And it was these mirrors that supposedly inspired the printing press itself.
That does sound like something one of us would do.
But these mirrors, you have to understand that everyone thought he was a fraud. But that kind of makes sense. He's selling these mirrors and one of them is a relic. It's hiding in plain sight and everyone assumes they're fake. It's the ultimate protection, surely.
Do we know where any of these mirrors are now?
Well, I got this note from Vera, telling me to come to Aiken, which is where he supposedly sold these mirrors, and I couldn't resist the Gutenberg press. Oh! So delightful.
At one point in Gutenberg's life, he was making what was called the Pilgrim Mirror, small mirrors attached to a pin. People would pin on their hats and then when they were looking at an exhibit of religious relics, the image would be caught by the mirrors. Their friends at home would benefit, at least that's what they were told when they bought the mirrors. This has been your injection of historical knowledge from Relics, a Game of Angels.
Da, da, da.
Now you know, and knowing is 47.5% of the battle.
Something like that.
The rest is bullets.
Devaluation, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Inflation.
Dima prefers words to bullets, but sure.
Well, this poem speaks about shards of radiance. Perhaps these pilgrim mirrors were small fragments of a larger mirror, no?
Could
be possible.
I mean, I've heard stories of the past of relics being broken up into smaller pieces to pass unnoticed from our detection, so this could be something someone has done.
What I don't understand is what ties this to Peru.
Perhaps the collector is after these two? I've been told that the vassal is here.
Ah, yes, you and the vassal.
We've had a complicated relationship.
It's not complicated, you hate each other's guts.
Yes, but in such a complicated way.
If you say so. These freaking teenagers and their drama.
The French on wing. But anyway. So, here, because we can either continue with the character interaction, which I always find incredibly enjoyable, or we could do a little bit of sort of meta planning.
What? Get on with the plot? How dare we?
What scandalous!
What do you think this is?
We are?
Well, I know people who know people, so I'm sure if we, the right people, will be able to give us some answers.
Ah, you're thinking of using your networking skills.
Ah, yes. My political networking skills, as it were.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I feel like at this point I need to promise that I won't eat the mirrors.
Well, they're not ink and they're not types, so you probably have a good chance of not snacking on them.
Yeah.
No interest in it whatsoever. I mean, besides the fact that they're real, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Stop chewing on the mirrors, man. Anyway, so we've got two people here who have networking type backgrounds or abilities, and that's Dima and that's Charles. Am I correct?
Charles kind of is just connected. He doesn't necessarily have networking, like aggressively networking skills. He just kind of...
So when you say connected, what's the kind of thing that you feel that reflects?
Well, like Charles is the kind of... Charles would find out things that are useful because he's... So in his history, he helped ensure that the Dauphin got limited. He's also the kind of person who carries around, you know, and was worried about, like, legal processes, and he met Dima through basically ratting out Napoleon. So that kind of things that you know and you pass on to other people, that's kind of Charles's thing. So he's...
Okay, so it's less, I know a guy, and more, I know something.
Yeah, it's less I know a guy and more like, hi, yeah, you needed that thing. I think someone might be able to get it, maybe. And half the time that's Rose, probably. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Steve's reminding us that we don't necessarily have the thing and we...
Mainly right now what I'm trying to do is distinguish the two... two abilities, and I think I feel pretty good about the difference.
Yeah.
Because I think it really is. I know a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you actually have to say it like that every time you use the skill.
I know a guy.
It's easy enough for me. I spent 14 years in New York City. That's
yeah.
Hey, listen,
no big deal.
I know a guy.
I know a guy. He's got some things, and then I get them from the other place.
Fortunately, my soft palate functions, so I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm no good at accents except for French and Russian, so I'm a bit limited.
You know what's really sad? I can do a whole bunch of accents, but I sound like an absolute tool trying to sound Australian. It's
you
just,
come
it's...
to me on this, the day of my daughter's wedding, and you ask me to do murder for money.
Yeah. There's a friend of mine who can almost pass off as Australian until she says the word mate, and then it falls out. Comes out.
So
but
Steve, the question has arisen, and for the listeners at home who undoubtedly love our accent pageantry, how do we spend a memory?
Well, as always, you spend a memory chip, although we've sort of lost track of how many we have because we haven't been doing it very often. And then
at least one.
Yes, you always, there's always at least a memory chip to spend. You can assume there's kind of a floating one around. And then another player describes a memory of that angel. But the first, and the angel in question can call for a skill. So they need a certain skill and a certain knowledge area, or even a contact or a connection, so that they can attempt to do something that they previously could not without a skill. Another player at the table will then narrate a past memory that their angel has of the angel in question, using that skill, tying their past together, and of course using previously established flashbacks. And then the angel will get that skill and write down a few notes about the memory as well. Previously, for example, we gained a memory of Vero being a wrestler and doing an enormous suplex on one of the vassals' erstwhile human assistants back in episode 3. And a car as well, yeah.
Now you know how to get memories in Relics, a Game of Angels.
So here's a question. What's the original, like, if we were starting a session from scratch, how many chips would everybody have?
It depends on the number of hours of play, but for a 4-hour session, we recommend about 7. We've been playing sort of little chunks of about an hour each, so I would recommend 2 or 3.
Now, is it per player, or is it just a pool that people can draw
from? No, that's the total. For 4 players over an hour, probably about 2.
Okay. So, do we want to draw a memory?
I think I have a suggestion. So, this is a networking memory kind of a thing.
Uh-huh. Okay, so do we want to spend the chip?
Yep, I think that was the point, to spend a chip. Yep.
All right, so it's spent. Cool. Carry on.
Okay, so demons in New York, and I turn up. Do you have an office in New York? What time in New York are you in New York?
We know he was in Chicago at one point, I believe.
I was in Chicago during Prohibition era in the 20s.
I like the idea that I just turn up out of the blue one day, just like, you can get things, right?
Yes, I can.
Australian Orchids, R.D. Fitzgerald. It's worth a lot more than that, but the humans, they say it's worth $13,000.
Well, sure, that's something I can obtain. Any leads as to where I should start looking?
Australian Orchids, R.D. Fitzgerald. And I just sort of, like, leave that lingering in the air, like, it should be obvious to you. It's a book.
Doesn't Dima already have a skill in scrounging?
But this is more about connections, isn't it?
We're doing something for Charles.
This is a particularly rare book.
Yeah, so this is a skill for Dima, though, I presume?
I assume so.
Did we have a misconnection there? Does that...
Because Dima does have the networking and the scrounging skills.
Okay. Oh, is this supposed to be for Charles?
Yeah, Dima has...
I got Rick Charles.
I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, Dima's got networking and scrounging, whereas Charles... Charles doesn't. That's okay.
Forget Australian Orchids. Researching rare books about horticulture.
Who else have you got memories from on your character sheet, Charles? Is there someone that you have less from than anyone else?
I've got 3 at the moment. So I got one from myself, one from Harahel, so I'm missing one from Dima. Although I think, we just had a crossover point. We didn't have a memory, quote unquote.
Yep. So you don't have one from Dima, Zach.
Yep.
So
yeah, because our crossover point was before the 1812 Napoleonic incursion into Russia. Yeah. So do we have another experience? Or is that kind of, we want to draw more on that experience?
Look, I mean, either's fine. The French and the Russian haven't exactly been close at all times.
Yeah, you can always choose without, technically, Andrew can go, look, no way, that's completely wrong. But otherwise, it's up to you, you know. And as long as it doesn't contradict anything we've already established in his history, whatever you want can be the memory.
Yep.
What is the skill, by the way?
Well,
to the ground or something?
The next, I mean, it's just kind of like, it's I know a guy rather than, you know, I can find stuff. It's more I know a guy.
So like you're a fixer.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
of. Fix things. Right?
Like you've got an ear to the ground. You hear.
Yeah. I find stuff. I fix stuff.
Ear to the ground is a really good way to
yeah.
to describe it.
Yeah.
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 I
think that's it. Yeah.
Ear to the ground.
So yeah, I think it. Well, we can just easily.
So we still need Dima to describe a scene.
Yeah.
Where you two of you were together and Dima was observing you using your skills.
Yeah.
Okay. Idea. One of the world wars, probably World War II. You're involved in the whole French resistance underground. I would imagine that was like the kind of thing you would want to be doing.
Yeah, Charles would probably be all over.
Yeah. And at that point, Russia was an ally for the West against Germany. And so Dima, being someone who knows people, got sent over to France, happens to run into an old friend, sees them using their very good skills of having an ear to the ground to make sure these French resistance connections go nice and smoothly, and some of these communications get through past the Germans, and we can get a little bit closer to winning the war.
There we go. Yeah, good old French resistance, why not?
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it'd be ear to the ground, and yeah, it's just a matter of figuring out what it was that I was passing. It doesn't necessarily matter that much.
No.
Not really. So yeah. Okay. Charles was just
ear to the ground, and at some point the two of you were met up during the French resistance in World War II.
Yeah. Just managing the French resistance and trying to blow up a bridge or something. You know. Something suitably Charles-ish.
Oh, fantastic. That's the kind of thing Dima would watch but not be heavily involved in. Dima doesn't like to get his hands dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Charles is like, hands dirty.
Charles just got his hands really dirty.
yeah, up to the elbows. Solve that problem. So no, that's fine. So Charles is kind of an ear to the ground. So we're talking this mirror, so we've got, ear to the ground is kind of a thing there, wouldn't it?
And so once you have a skill, again, like all skills, it can be up to the dealer whether it works automatically in this situation or whether there needs to be a card pulled and if that situation has a blessing or so on.
What I'd like to do, actually, is I'd like Dima to draw a card with a blessing for knowing a guy
for networking?
Yeah, for the networking. And I want Charles to do the same, but for ear to the ground.
Fantastic. Sure. So both of you are drawing two cards since you have a blessing in this situation.
Okay. Queen of Wands and Ten of Wands.
Yeah, I got the two of coins and a nine of wands. I got a bust and a partial success.
Yep, and the queen is a full success. So a full success for networking and a partial success for ear to the ground.
Full success on networking. And what can you frame the questions that you're asking? I think just go to give me a...
Well, we've received some messages between our little group, and we just want to find out what the general buzz about Gutenberg is, if any new information has popped up recently. So we want to be asking if anything new on Gutenberg hit the streets recently.
Okay. So hang on to that. Charles, what's the framework for your ear to the ground?
So Charles would just... we're talking relics, we're talking people who are trying to move stuff around, so he'd probably be talking to the, like, what am I thinking of? I had a thought there and it's just evaporated on me. I hate when that happens.
It's late at night.
I hear you.
Yeah, like antique dealers, but not the Sotheby's kind of people, right? Like the kind of people who are, you know,
I gotcha.
Step below there, right? People who would hear about this stuff, but
import, you know, exporters kind of people.
Yeah, but also the kind of people who might sell stuff that's not necessarily quite as you know, well storied, and you know the backlog of provenance might be a little bit more shady, you know. As generally keeps with
Charles. Shady antique dealers.
Yeah. Yeah. People who might, you know, sell to someone who's not necessarily on the records.
So, here's what you get. Dima, success, starts asking around about, is there any, like, new dirt on Gutenberg? Why is there anything happened? What's going on? And there doesn't seem to be... there's no recent discovery of any artifacts. There's no discovery of any new documents. There's nothing like that. But what there is a renewed interest in sort of Gutenberg paraphernalia. You know, everybody knows you can't get your hands on the printing presses. You can't get your hands on the moving type. But there are other things about Gutenberg that you can sort of get to. Now, what happens with Charles, he starts asking, you know, the sort of local, hey, you know, can you give me a lowdown on what's going on with the relic stuff?
Yeah.
With the Gutenberg stuff. What's going on with Gutenberg? Well,
oh, I lost the start of
answer?
That.
A couple of your contacts say, oh, you know, there's been some asking around. You know, we obviously can't get to the letter types. We can't get to the moving, you know, all the printing
the good
press.
Stuff. Yeah.
Right around the time that you get to somebody who says, but actually there is this other thing that people are asking about, a shared look in one of the stores where you're talking to people, and it's you know, sort of like a younger store person who's like, yeah, well, we also have this. We've had people asking about, and then the owner walks up and says, Thomas, I think it's time for you to go to lunch. How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, sure.
And you get the runaround.
Yeah, sure.
What it is.
Okay.
So there's something is up, but you just don't quite know what it is.
Yeah. Cool.
Not until we've tracked that guy down and beat him up.
Yeah. So from there, you've got options. You can decide to, I don't know, what is it you do a lot? Break in.
Yeah.
Take a look at records, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's right. Emphasis on the break.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
People wouldn't put locks there if they didn't want them to get rearranged slightly.
Did someone say locks?
Yeah.
But I think that might be better saved next session.
That's right. With many mysteries and many questions still unanswered about what exactly is going on with Gutenberg's mirrors, we will leave our brave angels here and continue their story in the next episode of Earthly Treasures. So say goodnight, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.